Beginning our daf, Masechtas Baba Basa daf Hey, beginning of base. Again, Tismas to begin with the words of the Gemara that Abaye Berava, they hold that no, a person would pay up within the time that he still doesn't have to pay up. He says, I'll pay up Keichet Loyal Tardin, so that they shouldn't bother me. So he's believed to say paid Beteches Mame. So it says Taisus, Avakav the Perik Yesh Bechor, although the Gemara Bechor is the Testament Aleph Tanan, who learned in the Mishnah that Bechor, that a firstborn son, Betech Shleshim Yayim, within the first 30 days, Becheske Shaloi Nifta, we presume that he was not redeemed, because he's not obligated until the boy is 30 days old. So you see that clearly, that a person would not pay within the time. So on that, by Maria says, no, the husband is shy of high time to let Tardin, because there you don't have the svar of Abaye and Rava that we shouldn't be bothered, because that would mama shayin like Tabin. It's money that doesn't have a claimant, because you don't have to give it to this kind, you can give it to any kind, so no one could bring you with a claim, versus this guy, he's your lender, so therefore this svar of Abaye and Rava would apply. But Amiyu Kashi L'Rebbe, however, this is difficulty to either to the Gersus, to my Rebbe, or to the Re, Mi Pere Kashel, from the Gemara B'Mitzidav Kobezim Bez. The Gemara says, if the renter says, look, I gave the renter already, and the landowner says, no, I didn't get the lease money yet. So the Gemara Mitzia, who has to bring the proof? So, Ema says the Gemara, when? If it's within the time frame of it wasn't due yet. So Tanina, that we learned, if the child died within 30 days, we can presume that he wasn't redeemed yet. Wait a second. Asked his Rebbe or the Re, said, how is the Gemara comparing the halach of the Pinya Ben to halach of monetary law? The Hazam L'Shaklam L'Tardin. That we said, yes, of course. Within 30 days, we presume a person didn't redeem his sum because we don't want to, there's no svar of, I don't want to be bothered by the collector. So that's obviously not a good differentiation then because we see the Gemara is comparing it to him. So, rather, so says you have to say the bechor nami ikatir the mitzvah. Obviously, the bechor also has tirda, that of the mitzvah element. Shetzorch miyad liten that you have to give as soon as you could. This is magdimen, as we know the principle that the Gemara mentions psachim davdalad that the quicker the better. So therefore that's not a good svar to be mechalik, and that's why the Gemara there is comparing it. So back to the question that we see, even though there's an element of the little tardim by bechor, we don't believe that you gave a text money. So then why is it different over here in the Bayan Rava? So my first time Achas, so he gives a different reason. The Och over here, give him the Chayiv Loi, since he owes him the money, Bisram Ali Zuzi, and he happens to have money, so partly Texman, he'll pay him up within the time, the little time that, you know, the guy who he owes money to shouldn't bother. I got Bechor, but regarding the firstborn son, the Kati Loi Chayiv Klau, he doesn't owe it Adla Chalamid Yoim until after 30 days. Because the Pinya Ben is only a Chiv once he's a Bar Kiyama. Actually, he might die within 30 days and he'll be totally Potter. So it doesn't make sense that a person would pay it yet until he's actually Chayiv. So it's regarding the case of the renter, that the Gemara compares over there to the Pinya Ben. The house of the landowner might collapse. And the renter's going to have to leave. The Lay Adav Mene, like the Gemara says over there, and Bamin Zidav Kofal Mbe is not any better than the landowner, and therefore doesn't owe it yet, and therefore that's why we don't presume he paid it, in contrast to over here. But in Miyu Kasha, what's difficult is this, Hadapark L'Rish Lakish, this is the Gemara asked on Rish Lakish, who holds not like a Bayan Rabba. Mikais L'Chatzar Shanafal, from the wall of the courtyard that fell. The Gemara infers from that, but in the part because in the, that, oh, yeah, because a person would pay up within the time, by Rabbi Nami Tikshi, but according to them, it's also difficult. Because the Maidos, they agree over there with the part that a person would not pay up. Because the Shemal Yivna Zeh, as a cause, this guy might not build the wall. And just like we said, that when you're not for Shechayiv, even the Bai Rabbi would agree. So why is it only a Gemara asking a Rish Lakish? So I still say, however, you're right. Become a Koim is in many places in Shas, Yechol Leimar, the Gemara could say Ulatamech, and according to your reasoning, it's also difficult. But like, I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it, but really, it's not a question only Rish Lakish, actually difficult by Rabbi also. Next time, Masal Teb begins the words of the Gemara. Ilema, domale praticha bezmani. If he said that it paid up when the time was up, well then pshita. Obviously, can't explain the halacha of the Mishnah regarding the wall that fell and someone else built it, and regarding the Dalai Lama that he's believed to say he paid his portion when he's saying he paid up in the time, because there's no chiddush in that halacha then. Then it's what they're beginning to say. But my pshita, why is that so obvious? Since a person does not pay within this man, and we testify that this guy, as we say, we know he made the wall because he was claiming the money from his friend. So Itzach Lashminan, so we do have to tell you, the Itzach Lapar Be'edim, that he doesn't have to pay back with witnesses, because it's as if, like a loan with witnesses, that you generally have to pay back with witnesses. And he was saying, the Chiddush is that, no, he's believed to say, even though there's not witnesses. Even by someone who, when someone lends his friend money, be'edim with witnesses, he has to pay him back with witnesses. Hasam over there is there's a svar behind it. Because he didn't believe him in the beginning. That's why he would need witnesses to see it. And therefore he has to pay back with witnesses. Allah over here, there's no proof that he didn't trust him. It's not a loan. It's like a non-sahadi. It's obvious he does not have to pay back with witnesses, and therefore there's no chiddush then when he's believed to say that he paid it back bizarrely. And that's the Gemara's question of our different maschal tesis. This test master begins with the Gemara of a fill meyasmi. The Gemara pasuk is halachas like Rish Lakish. Not yet. There's a chazak, a person does not pay b'teres manli. And this is even for Yisayim. That to be coming to collect from Yisayim, that the father died b'teres manli of the loan, that even though generally, that Ba'afik of Damra, Rabbanan, although the Rabbanan generally say, Habali Par B'chulu, you're coming to collect from Yisayim, you can only collect with a Shavua. Here, there's a chazakah that a person doesn't pay up, and therefore he would be able to collect it. So it says near, it would seem to be Sim Gidel Mary, that we're talking about adult orphans, meaning adults, but they don't know what's in their father's affairs. But really, actually, by mine orphans, the guy would not collect. Even if the guy died within the time of the loan. And the Bachat's in the words of Elim Eboye, I don't have to tell you, Lira Papa, that this goes according to our Papa, but as later on he says, even according to Rapunri de Yeshua, meaning, I don't have to tell you according to our Papa, the Mepharish time that he explains his reasoning later on, the Gemara Kof Ayin Dalam and Aleph. Danis Kokin, that the reason why you don't have to address yourself to the plaintiff's collections, Mishum Priyas Balchayv Mitzvah, because the whole point of paying back a debt is a mitzvah. Yes, my love, Mebin Mitzvah, and orphans that are minors, they don't have to fulfill mitzvahs, and therefore, I don't care. Even if it's, we know for sure they owe, they don't have to give. No. But even according to Vunra Yeshua, the Mepharish, it explains the time of Mishum Tzrari, the reason why you usually cannot collect from the orphans is because of this concern of he says, why can't you collect chayv from next to Yisayim that are mine? Is because we're concerned that maybe the father gave to the lender a bundle of money, which he already gave him for the debt. When the father dies, Lagavi Yisayim Mikitan, we don't collect from the minor orphans, even within the time frame, because then you wouldn't really be concerned that the father gave throw it to the Malva within the time frame. Still, you're not going to collect from the orphans. And the reason for that is because the Imakabla Aiden Shlub Bifne Baldin. You don't receive witnesses, testimony, not when the litigant's not there. And the Katan Mukhashib Shlub Bifanov. And minors are considered like as if they're not there, and just you can't have a court case. Kimuch Rish Perak Gazabas, like Zabis in the Gemara, in the beginning of a Gazalbasa, and Baba Kamanda of Kobe Bezim and Alf. Moreover, says Taisis, that even if the testimony was received when the father was still alive, still, as the Bachat's in the word Nami, Matzis Lamim, you could say, the Chashin Litzrari, you still could turn for a bundle of money, even when it's within the time of the debt being owed, Bekatanim by minus. Could ask Kanya Belmana. Like we find by a widow, but I think more getting from dalam and beis. Now we learn the Mishnah in among the first next to the same. The widow cannot collect from the estate of the orphans only with an oath. Meaning, when it comes to collect from the minor orphans, we are concerned that even teches man, maybe the father did give, although usually not. When it comes to the minor orphans, we are concerned. As we find by the widow, she cannot collect from the next simon of shvua, but taima, and the reason maybe the husband, her late husband, gave her a bundle of money. Even though it's within this man, meaning because he doesn't owe it until he's dead. Still, we're concerned. And therefore, you would always say this, to exempt, even if we knew about the debt owed, and it was teichas mat. Now, amir, however, malmana in raya. Truth is, in the case of the widow, it's not a proof. Because the truth is, they were concerned about the money, I felt like a even from adults. Shem the isla, but not bezin, because not by ksuba, you have to be concerned, maybe the husband gave her. Because ksuba is one of the tnai bezin, and such a debt, we have to be concerned that he wanted to take care of that, so he left a bundle of money. And I mean, like the Gemara says in ksuba, I've got bezin, a bez. The chashin tfeilat tzara, bib naisav. We're more concerned that he left a bundle of money for his daughter, maybe bas ishti, then from his wife's daughter. From the kivin, the isna bit nai bezin, since it's from its nai bezin. Im etzroya t'vasin, we would say that, oh, he left a bundle of money. So it's not such a raya. Because maybe almano is more of a concern of tzrori. But then this continues, he says, now, v'aim lehevi raya. Don't bring a proof to what we explain, that the halacha we in the Gemara, that within teichas man, that you collect from the orphans without a shvua is from yisem gedalim, not yisem getanim. Don't bring a raya from what? Medalei kamahacha. In fact, that the Gemara does not say over here that v'gavdam rabbanon. Although the rabbanon say in this kach yisem ketanim, that you don't address yourself to collect from the estate of minor orphans. Elam kinyan b'secheles b'mechulu. Only unless if interest is eating away at their property. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara only says that in the from the Chesed Samalei Shvua. That wording sounds like that you're talking about adult orphans. Okay, we're talking about minor orphans. Should have said that even that you don't collect, only a ribbis is eating away at it. That's not a raya. Why? Because the Leimar Biketanim. Because it's possible that the Gemara picked this terminology. According to a papa that holds that the reason why you don't collect from Nichsi Yisayim Ketanim is because Ketanim HaChayv HaMitzis. According to Heshitim, most definitely, even if the borrower dies Teichas Man, you don't collect from Nichsi Yisayim, sure the halacha that you collect from the Yisayim Teichas Man is only by Yisayim Gedalim. Because it's Eilad Afka B'Gedalim, specifically by adults, the Shem HaMishim Rapapa Nakin Melzer. Like we said, maybe because it's Rapapa that we picked it, it's a B'Gedalim. And but according to Rafun Bidu Yeshua, possible even from some Gitan would collect when the bar dies, Teichas Man. Inami, another approach to why you could reject this proof is that Nakarahu, the Habali Para, the reason why we picked this teaching of whoever's coming to collect needs to make a Shvua, was Ashmin to let us know they got be Afila Baloish, the Gavi Afila Baloish Shvua. We're coming to tell you that if the father dies teichas man, you could collect from the nechas yisem even without shvua. We wanted to tell you that element, so it's not a raya from the fact that it didn't bring a different teaching. Continue to teisus and ve'in lehevi raya. Also, don't bring a proof mishilah demechilton from the end of this mesach of kofayin dalman beis. The kamar, the gemara says, my benayu. What is the difference? I mean, from this sugi that we're discussing, which at the end of this mesach, that what's the difference between the Pup and the Rav Yeshua? But like Kamar, it can be neither different. The Gemara did not say the difference between them is going to miss Leiva Teichas Man. For example, if the borrower dies within the time, the Rav Huna Gavi, that according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Papa, you would not collect because they're not Chayim Mitzvah. According to Rav Yeshua, you would collect. Because in such a situation, you're not getting Bitzrori. So it's obvious that even according to Yeshua, you wouldn't collect from the Yisim Gedan when the father dies Teichas Man. So that would seemingly be a right to the principle Teis is saying. So it says no. So the Haravun Rapapa Ambishmaitin, they say in the Sugya, in our Sugya, the last Lu Chazaka Dorish Lakish, they don't hold the Chazaka, they hold like a Bayan Rabba, that a person would pay up Teichas Man. But the Gemara cannot say that's enough communion between them. But it says Taisa, moreover, the Bekam Mekaymas in many places it's not a raya that we didn't bring that, because yachlin tzeikav and ayatuba, you're right, we could find many differences between them. And they weren't concerned, just say one or two. Because I mean, my nich, like the one says, "Bama kavna v'lam give mad aleph." Kav pluk the yushma shor, where the Gemara could have said other differences. We're going to machlekes in yushma shor yuchlet hasha. So that's not a raya that I didn't say in another case. However, it says miu yesh lahabi raya, but you could bring a proof that even according to Rav Huna, that holds that the reason that you don't collect from nichsim gitanim. That explains the reason, because we get from a bundle, the like gavi misay miketanim, that you wouldn't collect from the minor orphans, afilat techazman, even techazman. Where would you know this from? Which the principle Tais is trying to say, because you only say it from yisim gedolim, not yisim ketanim, is the parchala de ravasi, because the Gemara in Erechin asks on ravasi pekshem yisim, and Erechin of chabezim and alef. That Vasi says that you don't collect from the next Yisem Ketan only if Ribbis is eating away at it. And they ask him from the Mishnah over there that says that the Shuma Yisem is 30 days. So the court comes to sell the next Yisem for the collection of the creditors to evaluate how much the property in answer for 30 days. So the says, what are we talking about? We're talking about that Ribbis is a chelspam that the father borrowed from a guy in Ribbis. So why would we listen? Why would the non-Jew wait 30 days? He wouldn't listen to the Jewish law. And every time the father borrowed a ribbis from a Jew, Pshto Bezin wouldn't let him collect his debt. Obviously, we have to explain that the father often borrowed from a Jew without ribbis. It's obvious that you collect next to the same, even if ribbis not a chilisbem. That's the question on Ravasi. And B'docha Galor L'Shnuya in the Gemara, it pushes to answer that the Baal Chayiv, we're talking about a creditor, as some Gisras add the words Akum, it's a non-Jewish creditor, so Kibbul of Lezu, Lezu, yeah, he accepted to take this Jewish law, but not this Jewish law, which is a Deichi Tebe Betetz. Now, B'loi Mishani, and the Gemara does not answer, Hach Meiskim HaTomer over here, what do you mean, we're talking about B'Shalei Giyaz Man, B'Chaya Av, that didn't reach the Zman in the father's lifetime. And if you say that according to Rav Huna, you collect the Nechsi Yisem Gitanim when the father died, Terazman, why is the Gemara pushing to explain the Mishnah in such a Deichi Teret? The Gemara should have said, Mishnah is talking about the father borrowed from a Jew without ribbis, and he died, Terazman, there you collect the Nechsi Yisem. It's obvious, it's Taisa, even according to Rav Huna, you don't collect the Nechsi Yisem Gitanim even if the father died, Terazman. And says Taisa, V'ein, let me don't say to be Deichi Disraya, that he sugi Yisob Gitanim without Papa. Oh, wait a second. That sugya held like the reasoning of Rav Papa, that according to his sheet, the Peshoy don't collect from next Zem, even if it died, Techazman, and therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't want to explain the Mishnah in such a way, because no, the Haba Maskana, Mashani, the Gemara ultimately answers over there that Keshachayiv Maida, that we're talking about, the bar admits before he died that he owes money to the lender. In such a situation, you collect the debt from Nechsi Yisem Ketan. Now, says Taisus, I should know that answer, Lesa Alibet HaTamad HaPapa, that doesn't apply according to the reasoning of Papa, because even if he admits, according to Papa, you don't collect, because in B'nai Mitzvahs, obviously it's going like, and still you see he didn't give that teretz. You can actually prove this also from the Gemara there itself, like we're saying, even that in the Kurna Puna, you don't collect Nechsi Yisem Ketan, even when the father died, Techazman, from Rav Asi over there, that holds. To come, he says, Elam kin ribbis echelesman. No, you can't collect from them, only if ribbis is eating away at it. And Rav Yechanan in the Meis, Rav Yechanan does not add on, Kiyim ksubas isha. Or let's say the collection of a woman's ksubim, shemazaini, because of food. But mashmet sounds like, Balchayv l'mashtakech b'shum inyud in the front, that a creditor, you never find at all, that you would collect from. And umistama, Rabasi Rabbi Yechon Islu Chazakat Rish Lakish, we could presume that they hold the Rish Lakish as Chazakat the Hachil, because that's the Allah, the Pasuk B'Shmaitin, like we passing over here in the Sugya. And Va'oid, moreover, Ilaslu Chazakat Rish Lakish, if they did not hold the Rish Lakish Chazaka, that a person does not pay up within the time. Imkim kamlin krish lakish by the vam, then we come out that we hold the krish lakish on four things. Problem is, resha chalitz in the gemara and yivam is al mavam enough, li pasik rava, kapasei betlas, only three things. Avagav the rava, vadi polig krish lakish, which might, although rava for sure disagrees with krish lakish narasugya, as we say, abayin rava. Kamakum kamlin didam muchach. However, even according to us, it's obvious, like kamlin krish lakish abetlas, we know that we only hold the krish lakish only in three areas. No, but Perik Dalad Vehei, the Gemara will be coming up on the Testament Aleph. The Pachal Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara is on Rabbi Yechon, the Dhamma that he says, Malius Yisayimim, he holds that a Sherem would have a cotton, a quartz a point of a tropis, that if it cores, the click from Aliyah, from his bank account. And, well, the question is, well, Rabbi Yechon, in his cotton, Malius Yisayimim, like Subasisha, but we don't address to collect from the estate of the orphans. Only for Ksubas Isha, Avagav de Kaimelan the time of Mishum Tsarari, even though that the reason why, I mean, the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yechon that you don't collect only if Ribbis Achelzim or for Ksubas Isha, how could Rabbi Yechon say that you collect Nixim Nixim? And even though the halacha is Gepaskin that the reason why you don't collect Nixim is because we're concerned maybe the father gave Tsarari to the Malva, and Vahasim Asher Shonagah there when the Ax Gors Le Shaykh Tsarari, obviously is no application of the bundle of money. Like a Kamakam Park Shabbat is still the Gemara is asking, well, Rabbi Yechon on Islay, because the Yechon holds in the skakin mechalinian, you never dress at all. Afila b'mal v'bamachmas atzmai, even if a lender is coming for the orphans themselves, but you don't have the application tzori at all. Still, even the l'shach tzori. So why mitam de emekam leidis shleib b'fnei balden? Because we don't accept testimony when the litigant is not there, and the mind is always considered like as if he's not there. Continue the next text, and that's to begin with the words of the Gemara. The Avagav, the Rabban, the Habal, the Parabin, the Zem, the Chulu, even though the Rabban say, and the Gemara is, I'm coming to collect from the Nechti, so I can only collect with the Shavua. Okay, here it's different. But text now addresses this Kalal. Tani Nami, we learned similarly of Bryce, Perek HaKaisim, the Gemara, Ksubda, Pezayin, and Aleph, that Abamasa, what could I do? Shadim, the Chacham, Habal, the Parabin, the Chulu, the Chacham say, yeah, you want to collect from the Simon. Can only collect with a shvur, etc. Okay, Mashmit sounds like, according to Omer Abanon, it sounds like shehi mishnah b'shemakom, like as if it's a mishnah somewhere. It says it's a tame, it's a wonder, because heicha amr chacham. Where did chacham ever say this that we're quoting it? This teaching, because Amanda like lemelif. Although we know Amanda the such halacha, you cannot learn from a widow because the shani Amanda widow is different to isla b'tnai bezin because she gets it from a Tanai Bezdin, her Ksuba, but Hashem and Tzorah Tveh, as you mentioned in previous places, they were more concerned for the husband having given the bundle, and therefore she has to make an oath. What does that prove in general? So if I remember, the Reed says, Mitetan, we know this from the Mishnah Perek HaKosev over there, and Ksuba's HaPidamah Bei Amin Aleph, Gabi Misha Meis. Someone died, Benich Isha Bal Chayv, and he left over a wife and a creditor. Vaya Loi Milva Bekod Miyadachim, and he had a loan and deposit, etc., and so, by someone else. So Yitnu Liyarshim, you give it to the inheritors because you couldn't tzrich and shvur. Because all the other ones, the wife and the creditors, they need an oath. Then the Yarshim tzrich and shvur, and the inheritors don't need a shvur. Ah, so you see that everyone, not just a widow, need to make a shvur to collect from the Yarshim. Vaytnam shvur. So also in the Mishnah shvur that memheim and al v'chini yisem and yisem. Also orphans from orphans leifru el b'shvur. You only collect with a shvur. Shulei metzinu. They have to swear. That we didn't find between the documents of our father that this document was paid. Okay, almost. You see, gama av hayinishba shein the perua that even the father would have to swear that it wasn't paid up. Kamashma. So from here it sounds like shemhitzi shtarchev al chavera. If someone produces a document against his friend, he says to me, "Shtameil ishtabeli libraticha." Swear to me that. I didn't pay you up, but guys, and during the time, in tzorach last the shvur that you don't have to make a shvur. Because the Gemara says that if the lender dies, take this man, click nich the same without a shvur. So Taisa proves that even the lender himself doesn't have to swear when the borrower when he's tebeah the labor to swear that he didn't pay up techas man. Because if you say that when the labor is tebeah for him to swear, that the malva has to swear to him, if that's the case, that even when he comes to collect from the Yisayim, the lender would have to swear, even if they don't claim from him Yeshua, because it doesn't makes the claim for Yisayim any time that the father could have claimed, as he must have lived in the malva and malva. And therefore, Taisa is proving that if a person produces a shtachar al chaveray and he's tevei, they just wait him, they didn't pay him teres man, that the tevei would not have to swear. But come on, those are two rais for this halacha. Next test has to begin with the words of the Gemara. Min do we say b'makim chazaka? This is the Gemara's question. If it's tevei la'achas man, and he says a paid teres man, what's halacha? The Gemara explains. Do we say b'makim chazaka? We say mal l'shaker. Which Rashi says that if he wants, he could tell him I paid you bizmani. So therefore, even when he says I paid you b'teres money, he's believing mishuvu. Or maybe no, but makam chazaka, we don't say mal l'shaker. That's the Gemara's question. So again, the Gemara is not sure according to Rosh Lakish that hold the chazaka, a person is not paid b'teres money. Is the bar believed to say that he paid b'teres man, but miga that he could say that he paid it la'achas man? The question is, do you say miga helps makam chazaka not? So how hikshar a riba mardchai? He asks. Now, this chazaka that you don't pay b'teres man is a different mishtar, is better than the shtar. Why? Because the mishtar, when a guy has a document, in a gevel b'shvua, you can only collect from the orphans with an oath. But a chazaka, now, whereas in this chazaka, as our Gemara tells us, gevel b'lei shvua, you collect even without an oath. So the Mekin, if that's the case, my coming b'lei, what's the Gemara's question? The pshita, obviously, the migam makam edim loy minan, that we don't say amiga when it's contradicted by witnesses. Koshkin b'makam chazaka, or the more so when it's connected to chazaka, that Adipater was even stronger, the chazaka is stronger than the Edom, and we know you don't say makam Edom, and here's chazaka, and this chazaka is stronger than the shtar, which has Edom, so what's the shayla? So remember he said, it's not difficult at all. Because about the Edom adiv me chazaka, no, witnesses are better than chazaka, because the amri sheb paroi, and Philip techazman, pater. If witnesses would say that he paid even within the Zman, so of course the person would be Pater. The Amri, and if they say Afila Achar Zman, even after the time, Yidan Shleipar, we know he didn't pay, but he gave him the same, B'lei Shvua, he would collect from the orphans even without an oath. Now, Mashta Tzad Shvua B'Yishle Shtar, so wait a second, if you tell me Edom are better than Chazaka, as is evident from the Gemara's question, so then why do you need Shvua when you have a Shtar? That is nothing proven, even though, yes, a shtar has Edom, but there's nothing proven from within the shtar itself, in Parah, v'imlav, if it was paid up or not. How so? What do you mean the guy has a shtar and has Edom? No, the zimna desire, if shite, the safra, sometimes what could happen is that the guy will leave it by the lender. For the coins that he has to pay for the scribe, can read in Perikam and see, like the Gemara says in Bamitzia, Taf Tezayin Amid Beis. So there are times that the bar would not take the document, even though he paid it up, so it wouldn't prove anything. Now it says Taisus Ach Kash. What's difficult is the Mekamokam Tifshit. You should still be able to prove that Miga does not help Kenegad Chazaka. The so what's the Gemara's question? You could have resolved it. You don't say it. Mediram b'chama, which is the Amid Perikal Nishban. He says in Shavuos that Memhei Amid Beis, Hamafkeitz Chaver B'Shtar. Someone deposited something by his friend with a document. Tzorch Lachzalei. So he has to return it to him. Here it says B'Shtar, but other Gesoyes have Be'edim. He has to return to him in front of witnesses. And he's not believed to say, oh, I give it back to Bemiga with Amiga di Boye, that if he wanted to, Amri could have said, the Nensu, that, an oinus happened, that would have been Pater. Because he could tell him, then what am I holding on to the document? And, Bekoshkin, Dilem, Amiga, Mog Chazaka, and for sure, that you don't say Amiga, Mog Chazaka, because the Chazaka Adifa, Chazaka is stronger. Like we said, that does not need a shvur. So, the time of the shtarcha biyadi my bayi, and the reason why when the guy says, "Oh, what am I doing with the shtar?" Lemahan lefayt meshvur, that we see that it doesn't help to exempt him from a shvur. So, I mean, what Taisus is saying is that if a miga does not help. Like we said, the case was saying that if Hashem would claim that there was an oinus, so he'd be a potter from returning it. Even so, he's not believed to say he gave it back the begotten. Would it mean that, oh, he could say that it was an oinus? Because opposite is telling that he's claiming that he returned the Bekatan, there's a proof that he did not return it from the Shtar, that's by the Mafkin. Now, if Amiga does not help opposite this proof, for sure it's not going to help connect the Chazaka, the person did not pay B'tekz money. And the proof of this is because this Chazaka, the person not pay B'tekz money, helps to Pater the one who's collecting the Nechzisem from Shavuah, as the Gemara brings. Whereas this proof from the Shtar, that's by the Malva, does not exempt the one who's collecting the Nechzisem from Shavuah. So, says Tesis. Now, Shema, maybe Sugi Dahacha, you could say that the Sugi Behele Sabakram Bacham. That could be that you're right. You could prove from there, but the Gemara over here that Mesubik, if it does help Negative Chazaka, now it does not hold the Halachram Bacham. Because if he did, then you're right. Then you would say, obviously, it does not work. And moreover, says Taisis, well, Lidome Klala, who the Perko Emran of Samachdalam and Beis. That the Amar, that the Gemara says, Hecha the Mugziglon, the Isle Achim. If the Gemara in Kedushin, that a person that was Mugzik, that he had brothers, Bama, he says, Yeshli Ban, I have children. That, meaning, we knew him not to have children. So his wife would be forbidden for Yibam. The husband says he has children. So he wants to exempt her, meaning from Yibam. I think what it says, he's believed. Why? But Migri, the Ibai, if he wants to put la Bekita, he could just, you know, he could let her off the hook by giving her a get, and be sure she doesn't have to do Yibam. And even though the Migri is Negi Chazaka of Esser that this woman has, and b'chinahi, so to the Gemara the Isha Shalom and Yevamos Daf Kaftes Vav Meralf, that we can't compare that to the Safik and the Gemara be here to the Gemara be Yevamos over there regarding the halacha that when there's peace in the world, that the woman's believed to say the boy yechazikehi molchama ba'olam, where. When is Shalom in the world, she's believed to say her husband died. When is Malchama, she's not believed. Now, since at this time that she would just imagine her husband died, even though he didn't really die, so what the Gemara is not sure about is what's the halacha if we didn't know that there was Malchama. She told us that there was Malchama. And, but she's saying that the husband died. Mi amr migoy, do we say migoy di boy amr Shalom ba'olam? If she wanted, she could have said there was peace in the world. Maybe not Kim Nakzikihi, Amra, but the dummy, since no, she established it was Muhammad, now we're saying she's just imagining her husband died. We don't say, oh, why should I lie and believe her and take away this chazaka that the husband didn't really die. And Maisi Hassam, and the Gemara brings up the Me'in Hahi Ba'aya, similar to this question over here. So this place is Leidom Mikhalal Lahachdacha. That's not similar at all to our Gemara over here. Now, what's the difference? So this actually over there explains that even if you'll say in Rezav the Sabbath of the Gemara over here that a Migu does help Negad Chazaka, it's possible that there the Migu would not help because. Since the Migui helps to believe a person on his claim when we're concerned that he's lying, but there, that we're concerned that the woman is just imagining, it's not really a concern that she's lying, she's just not gonna know the reality, so therefore the Migui not gonna help. And even resolve over here that the Migui does not help, that's since that it's not all that a person would pay Teich's money, because over there, the truth is that could possible husband did die in Muhammad, so therefore maybe the Migui would help. Talk upon him. It's not similar at all. Me or Kasha, however, what's difficult is Matan be Yivamas. Within the mission, Yivamas prayed by Hashem of Kufi Alpha and Base. Yivamas Shema Tech Shleshim Yimbu. Yivamas is within 30 days. That Loy Nevalti, that he didn't do B with me. So Kaifin I say, so we force him to do Chalitza. Ach Shleshim, after 30 days, Mavakshman, that we make a request from him. Meaning, because we presume that. Farshas and the Gemara explains it with it, because up until 30 days makes sense. Muki Inish Anafshe. A guy would hold himself back. Maybe Taka didn't do Bia.
Tvei lemoki. More than that, he can't hold himself back. Lakach lach shlesh miyahim, and therefore after 30 days, in kaifin, we don't force him to do chalitza delemhem because we don't believe her. Now, avakav de islam migo, even though she has a migo, idibayya amr, because everyone she could say, in yochalabalai, he can't have be with me. Then the menace that she's believed in the Mechubasev in the Dharma of Tzadik Aleph,
Ahmed Aleph, that she's believed to say that, yeah, he's not Yerik Kechetz, he's not able to have marital relations. However, she's not believed to say that he did not have be with her in these 30 days with this Migri, because she's making a claim negative Chazaka, that a person would not be reminding himself from having be in 30 days, which again is obvious that Migri negative Chazaka would not be effective.